Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy here with you on a Monday. Thanks for being with us. 25 minutes away from taking a look at what some of the experts are saying the Falcons might do at number 16. There's a CBS mock draft out. There's an NFL.com mock draft out. There's a Sports Illustrated mock draft. The mock drafts are upon us, Randy.
Yes, it's that time of season.
It is.
Everybody's mock draft. And eventually we'll get into it, too.
Yeah, when do you want to do that?
Probably closer to the draft, when you think.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't need .0 anything. You know what I'm saying? We just wait and do one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I like that idea.
Thanks, man. Thank you, Andy.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm with it by myself.
Yeah, really good. We'll get to some damn good Brian Gebhardt questions coming up in about 40 minutes as well. Before we get to the most important audio in the world, I just have a follow-up on that Madison Bumgarner story that you told on the other side.
Yeah.
It wasn't, and shout out to Jerry Saxon for this info, by the way, on Twitter.
Appreciate it, Jerry.
It wasn't just a girl named Madison that he dated, because that's not that weird. I mean, it would be kind of weird to date a girl that has the same name as you.
Okay.
But Madison is a name that girls have.
Have you ever seen heard a man named Madison?
Nope, only him.
Only him.
I wouldn't say anything about it to him either, because he wrestles cattle and gets paid for it.
Okay.
The girl's name was Madison Bumgarner.
So they were cousins?
Probably.
Damn.
Madison Bumgarner dated Madison Bumgarner.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Well, the thing with it is that, like you say, he's from Hickory. So I'm sure the population is not a lot. So I'm sure there's a lot of kissing cousins up there.
Yeah, you know, you might accidentally date your cousin.
Yeah.
Sometimes you grow up in a small town in North Carolina.
And sometimes you don't care.
Like Ashley, my wife.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't ever date her cousin.
Mm-hmm.
But in middle school, she had a crush on a guy that was at her school.
Right.
And told her mom about it. And her mom said, oh, that's actually your third cousin.
That was a couple.
Gross.
That was a couple. That one in high school, they were together damn near our whole years in high school. Found out they were cousins like right after our senior year. Had to break up. Hey, man, it happens.
What's the...
I was about to say the same thing to you.
Distance. Like, what's the acceptable cousins?
I don't know really a lot of people on...
Fourth cousin?
I don't know a lot of people on my father's side.
Cause
I didn't grow up around my father's side. Yeah. I don't know a lot of those people.
Sure.
But I know on my mama's side, if any way we related, no. Because anything can happen. I don't need them kind of drama.
But what if she looked like, I don't know, like really nice?
Like I say, she was your fourth cousin on your mama's side?
Yeah, fourth cousin, mom's
side.
And
she was fine?
Yeah.
How old am I?
21.
She fine?
Yeah.
Do we know we cousins?
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Are you going to go to family reunions and see the
That's
person?
What I'm saying. Because that'd be awkward.
Thing. That'd be awkward.
But like...
Fifth cousin?
She fine?
Yeah. I mean, that's the... obvious.
And how old am I again?
You're 23 this
23
time.
23 this time. Yeah, I might wrangle her. Fifth one?
That's what Madison Bumgarner said.
That's
exactly what Mad Bum
like,
said.
Like, she... But her last name ain't McMichael, though.
No.
Okay.
No.
Like, is she a Green or something?
Henderson.
Green.
Her last name is Henderson.
Yeah. I'm like, my Wrangler.
Margaret Henderson.
Margaret Henderson of the Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She lives up there. You're never going to see her.
Yeah. Probably.
But Brian and Wendy are looking at us like you guys wouldn't even
Fifth cousin?
You never had a cute cousin?
Are you really related to your fifth? Do we really have fifth cousins?
I mean, isn't everybody cousins in some way? Didn't we all start from the same place?
Don't go there, Andy.
Aren't we all cousins?
Don't go there,
if you think about it.
Let's move along.
It's different. I mean, obviously, I would love to play. I love playing against the best players in our league, and Luke is obviously up there. Is one of our best players, and so for me, it's tough not getting to play against him. But for him, I mean, I want him to get healthy. I want Kristaps to get healthy. So, obviously, I would love to play against him, but you know, he went out there tonight, and so he got to play.
The most important audio in the world, the Braxton Big Clip of the Day, brought to you by Braxton Automotive. For more info, go to BraxtonAutomotive.com. I'm sure they're proud to be associated with that last conversation. That was Trae Young talking about what a disappointment it is when guys don't play. And, you know, he took the high road and said, yeah, I want to play him, but it's all about his health. We know the truth. Luka played the day before. He played the day before in Miami. He could have played if this was a playoff game, or if it wasn't so accepted right now in professional sports to not play the sport that you play, then Luka would have played. And it's a bummer because a lot of people went to State Farm Arena on Saturday.
Luka, 14? Luka could have played.
Of course he could have played.
Yeah, he ain't tired.
Yeah. A lot of people didn't get a chance to see that on Saturday night, us included. That had been, you know, looking forward to it for months, maybe planned an entire event around it. And then Luka load manages, and there we are, sitting there watching Jalen Brunson.
Jalen Brunson.
And he got hurt, like, on the first play of the game.
Dude.
And then we had to watch whoever the hell else was behind him.
But they were killing the Hawks.
Early, yeah.
Yeah, early they were killing the Hawks.
And DeLon Wright got a lot of playing time.
Yeah, Trae had to go into the phone booth and come back out. But, yeah, John Collins was solid and everything. But I just goes to show about today's athletes. And I understand what they're saying. I don't agree with it at all about this load management thing. I heard people this morning when they talked to John and Hugh, they were talking about science and all that. I get the science and all that, dude. But the science is that there's a check that goes to your bank account that says that they pay you to play basketball.
Am I supposed to care about that?
Exactly.
Like, I don't know if it makes me a bad person or
not.
I don't care about that. Do I need science to tell me that if I'm more careful with the amount of exercise that I do, my body will probably respond better? Of course. Yes, if you sit out games throughout the season, you'll be more healthy when the playoffs come around. You don't have to do a science experiment to tell me that. That's obvious.
Right.
But I don't care about that. Yeah. I want to watch these guys play basketball.
And the thing about it is they ain't got to play the whole damn game. I think you should be required to play at least 5 minutes a night. I mean, sorry, 5 minutes a quarter on back-to-back.
Huh.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Kawhi kind of ruined it for everyone, didn't they? Because, I mean, guys had been doing it, and it had been frustrating, and the Spurs kind of started it 10, 15 years ago, whatever. But
I was at that game when they sent everybody home.
The Heat game?
Yes.
Really?
When they sent everybody home.
All of them.
All of them.
Yeah.
Like, really?
You got to see a lot of Matt Bonner that night.
Yes.
Or whoever else played for the Spurs at that point. Yeah, but then Kawhi did it last year, and they won a damn championship in Toronto.
Yeah.
Where they were never going to win a championship.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever,
so
ever.
Now everyone's like, oh, so that's what we have to do.
But now you're at a point where, like, LeBron, all the minutes he's played, he's at his career low in minutes. Giannis plays with 34 minutes a night. I mean, there's a lot of guys, they're not playing the guys big minutes, but damn, just play.
I do wonder if that's part of what affected the start of the game. Lloyd Pierce talked about that.
Very lethargic third quarter. It was probably one of the weirdest timeouts I've ever been a part of. Like, the guys were just flat, and I don't know why. And I commend Trae because he was one of the guys I went at, and I said, this is where, as an all-star, you step up and you take some leadership, and he really did, vocally and obviously on the court. But that was it was kind of a weird vibe. We're down 8. We got it to 4. Or maybe down 10 at that point, got it to 4 prior to that. And, you know, you just feel like you can win the game. It's a very winnable game, but for some reason we're very flat, and a lot of our guys were flat. But I thought their effort defensively was great in the fourth quarter, and that got them going. We got easy baskets off of it, and Cam gets another one of those big steals that kind of gets the game going again.
We saw that, and we did see a little bit of that as far as Trae being more vocal.
Yeah.
You sound like, hey, let go, man. You know, you saw more of that because it was a lethargic-type start to this game.
Well, in that third quarter,
you're like,
Dallas outscored Atlanta 20-19. Like, that's a 5-minute spurt in a lot of games for the Hawks.
Right.
19 points is no big deal. I wonder if some of the wind goes out of the sails when you're looking forward to that kind of, because it did for us. I mean, look, we had a great time on Saturday. Don't get me wrong. Fox Sports South did an amazing job. The Hawks did an amazing job. The 92.9 The Game promotions team did an amazing job.
Way to go, Jimmy.
With the event. For once. Just kidding, Jimmy. You always do a great job. We had a nice time at Topgolf with all the listeners and got to ride the nice Fox Sports Southeast bus and head over to the stadium. But when we found out at the event that Luka wasn't playing, everybody was bummed out.
I think it was me.
It was what?
I think it was me, too. I said it.
Oh, you spoke it into existence? Yeah.
No, you remember we were there and we had just got.
Oh, you broke the news.
Yeah, we had just got up there with our group up there to play in the actual round that they were playing. I was like, and we were talking and everything. I said, you know, Luka's not playing. Everybody was like, what? So yeah, it just came out. Yeah, Luka's not playing. Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's stuck.
And you know what I kept doing?
What?
Because people would like, I can't wait to see Trey and Luka. And I'd say, yeah, Luka's not playing. They'd say, what? And I said, that's what he told me. I'd point at you.
You sure did.
And
say
then
that.
They'd go talk to you about
you
it.
You sure did.
That's what he told
and
me.
And I was curious why people kept coming up. You sure did send them folks over there to me.
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
What Randy said.
But I mean,
that's what Randy's reporting.
I just read it. You know, from multiple, because we know that we can't report anything without multiple sources. I saw multiple people saying
it was a McMike bomb.
It was not going to play. So I broke the news, and so it was you then that was sending folks.
It was me, yeah. Okay. I was shirking my responsibility. I didn't want to talk about that bad news. I was trying to work on my Topgolf swing. I was trying to catch up in points. Couldn't do it. Came in third place. Very disappointing.
I feel good, you know, just being able to make, you know, some really good improvements. You know, I think just the unfortunate part not being able to be here from day one. But, you know, at the same time, just really trying to, you know, maximize each day and just get healthy and you know, so that I can be out here with the guys.
I'll say one thing about Cole Hamels. I don't know what he's going to look like as a 36-year-old, $18 million a year pitcher. But he gives nice sound bites.
He's
a friendly, sounding individual.
I mean, the dude's been around. I mean, this is the thing about
it. Sounds like a leader to me.
This ain't his first rodeo, man. I'm just like, you know, he's going to be healthy. Well, damn, no, he's not.
No, he's not. He's actually
he's already hurt right
before
now.
The season started. So,
so I can't.
Throw that one out.
I said he win how many games?
You said 15 games.
Damn. Damn, Randy, you sure put yourself in a cone on that one. Damn. 15. Will he pitch 15 games?
I don't know.
The spicy take of the day.
Damn, Randy. Well, I didn't anticipate him being hurt. That's what it was.
No, you didn't.
I did not anticipate him being hurt.
Neither did the Braves.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why they paid him $18 million.
$18 million.
Yeah. So that wasn't good. That wasn't good that Cole Hamels is unable to really participate in anything. Although he says he feels better. And look, hopefully he gets better. As much fun as we are going to continue to have with this, we are going to make fun of this until he actually goes on the field and makes us stop. I hope he gets better, and I hope he does well.
Me too.
Like, never in a million years would I root for something bad to happen to the Braves.
Brian would.
When something dumb like this is happening, and it's so ridiculous, what can you do but make fun of it?
Yeah,
we laugh so we don't cry.
Brian would.
He's not rooting against him.
He does not like this dude.
Oh, I know that.
And I'm like, he didn't do nothing to Brian. All he did was sign the check.
And then get hurt.
And that's it. But so be mad at the Braves. Don't be mad at Cole. He ain't do nothing wrong.
And get born in like 1981 and or two. And Brian wishes he would have been born in like 1992.
Oh, yeah.
So he was younger.
He's younger.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So he wasn't so old.
Gotcha, dude.
Just trying to go out there and, you know, get a good feel for seeing live hitters from other teams. Definitely, you know, everything I've been through since my debut in the big leagues, struggles have definitely been learning experiences for me. I'm just looking forward to using those and how I've grown to be a better pitcher.
Bryce Wilson, the appearance of Wankster number one in the in spring training did not go great. Two innings pitched, four hits, two runs, no strikeouts. And he left the game after two.
Let's say he was trying a new pitch. I don't care.
Well, and that's the thing about spring training. You never know. Like, sometimes guys are not doing what they would normally do.
I get all that. That's why I'm going to stay. I ain't going to go hard on Wankster.
No, not yet.
I'm not going to go hard on him. You know what I'm saying? Going to give him a little bit more time. Again, my thing is, how much is time? How much time do you need, Pippen? You know what I'm saying? Like, I know pitching is hard, especially a young pitcher. I get it. It is a hard job that I can never in a million years do. I get it. But they don't pay me to do it. They pay you to do it. So do your job or get going. Get to getting.
You know, if he doesn't do his job great, then he's going to be up there by you and Gwinnett.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I heard they moving Martyr up there, so. No, I didn't hear that. But, yeah, I mean, whatever. Hopefully, it's some nice areas up there off Lawrenceville Highway.
It is.
And then Tony Schiavone there, too. And anywhere Tony is a good play.
I don't think he does that anymore.
Oh, Tony don't do Gwinnett Stripers
anymore? Yeah, I don't think he is. Oh. Yeah, I think he's the wrestling now, full time.
Oh, well, then I can seriously call him now, because I always, like, held back.
I held
back
because
of Tony.
Yeah.
Now Tony gone? Oh, yeah, it's on now.
Let's confirm that.
It's on.
I think I heard that. I'm not sure. Now, as for the other spring training game, the one that happened on Saturday, the other starter, mm-hmm. Felix Hernandez looked actually pretty good. He went two innings, didn't give up any runs, and struck out two guys.
Did you bring that bobblehead out?
I actually didn't.
Oh.
And I'm going to be honest, I feel bad about this. We kind of got busy with some stuff on Saturday morning,
uh-huh.
just around the house and some stuff going on, that I actually almost forgot that Felix was pitching.
Really?
Until the very last. I was like, oh, yeah, dang, it's 1 o'clock, because somebody tweeted at me. Thank goodness. I don't remember whoever you were that tweeted at me about being excited to see Felix throw on Saturday. And then I went back in and watched the two innings that he pitched. But I didn't have time to set up the shrine that I wanted to set up. I wanted to get the bobbleheads out and the K-towel, you know, get the Joe Boo rum out there.
All that good stuff
to make sure Felix had a good start.
You don't like...
Sacrifice a chicken in the backyard.
You're not a big rum guy, though.
I don't like rum.
Okay, I love me some rum. Rum is so good. It's good for you.
I'll drink anything right now.
Oh, yeah. Dry
January continues.
It continues into March.
Undefeated.
Like, guys, I'm going to tell you like this, like... All I know, the Braves got one championship ring, and that's in 1995, so you guys need to do something this year.
Damn.
That's Fred McGriff being as honest can be.
I mean, so honest. Love me some Fred McGriff. Everybody love Fred McGriff, because everybody wanted to do the swing, when he swung the bat over his head.
Yep.
Just love Fred McGriff.
Helicopter
when he
swing.
Was here. The crime dog. Did they call him the crime dog?
Yeah, crime dog.
Crime dog. Fred McGriff.
McGruff,
yeah. McGruff was cool. He was a cool cat with that.
Fred McGriff should be a Hall of Famer too.
Everybody, a lot of people saying that. Then you have some people like, eh.
I think if he had six more home runs, he would be, because he got 494 or something like that. 500, I guess, is the number.
Oh, five gets you in.
That's dumb.
No, I mean,
did you watch him play as a Hall of Famer,
dude? You know how them
same thing with Andrew Jones.
You know how all them dorks are, man. You know that, right?
I know how those dorks are.
You know how they are. Hey, the Atlanta Hawks have released their 2020-2021. Season ticket membership for the upcoming regular season on Hawks.com. A Hawks season ticket membership is for fans who want access to the best benefits and who are interested in purchasing seats for the entire season. Go to Hawks.com for more information on season ticket membership.
So, Randy, over the weekend, you started diving into some of these NFL prospects.
We started looking
at a little film, right? Doing a little bit of research. We'll talk about some of what you saw over the weekend and some of what these mock drafts are saying the Falcons are going to do as well. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Over in Loganville. You can't get there from here.
Hey, man. Mike Bell here from Dukes and Bell. And catch our take on the headlines every weekday at about 2:20. Get a fresh perspective on what's going on in the world right here on Dukes and Bell on 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. 20 minutes away from some damn good questions with Brian Gebhardt. How many are we working with right now, Brian? It's a Monday coming off the weekend.
Three and a half. Okay.
Three. All right, I think we can do that. There's a theory in there? Wow. The Gebhardt Theorem. I can't wait to hear what that sounds like in 20 minutes from right now. Hey, before we get to these mock drafts and some of these names and some of what you've seen, because you started breaking down the quarterbacks.
Yeah, a little bit.
Looking at some of the quarterbacks. Before we get to that, remember we were just talking about Fred McGriff and being the crime dog.
Okay.
The guy that played McGruff the crime dog on the cartoon.
All right.
Went to prison for 16 years.
Really?
Dude got sentenced to 16 years in prison back in 2014.
For what?
For growing marijuana plants.
Get out.
Yeah, he's growing weed. That's
wow.
what he's doing. He had 1,000 weed plants at his house and 27 weapons as well, including a grenade launcher.
Way to go, McGruff.
He had a grenade launcher.
You up in damn jail.
16
and a grenade launcher?
He's still in jail. I mean, it sucks to go to jail and all that, but you know, that sounds...
Wow. Speaking of prison,
like
yesterday we were watching...
Stuff.
We I don't know how we started watching. We started watching Love and Lockup. Dude, you want to talk about something just so funny?
Wendy loves it.
It is so funny. Dude, some of these women and even the dude.
So what happens? Like, people fall in love in prison?
Basically, it's a pen pal type thing and
maybe
they get out.
Maybe McGruff the crime dog guy will find love in prison.
Everybody's rushing to get married and all this. Dude, I'm sitting there like, what in the heezy? Like, it was...
There's a website for this?
Yes.
Like farmersonly.com?
It's inmate something, right?
Inmatesonly.com?
Yes, we're looking at it and I'm looking at some of the women, right? And you're like, damn, is she in prison? Because, like, you got the pretty background and all that. Like, she's been in there for 16 years, but she got a picture outside of McDonald's. So how you know that might be her? She might have changed in 16 years.
She probably
did. It's crazy.
Probably did.
It is crazy.
So that's the reality show that you guys were watching?
Yeah, me and her were watching it yesterday. We were watching the end of one, right? Uh-huh. And then so we sat there and we let it go over again. Huh. And so let's watch another one. Watch another one.
Oh, it'll get you on Netflix.
Yeah, it got us,
dude.
Because
it just starts again.
It got us, dude. But yeah, that was weird.
I was not watching, but I was in the room where my wife was watching that new Netflix show about like Love is Blind or something like that. Uh-huh. Where these weirdos meet each other, but they don't meet for the first like 5 days, and then they propose to each other without seeing each other.
She was watching that.
Yeah,
one.
I know, because they were talking about it on Saturday night.
It was some sister on there with this dude.
Yeah,
and like dude had a laid out crib and everything, but she's not used to an interracial relationship or whatever. Is that one?
I haven't made it that far yet.
Oh yeah, because I was over here. And she was watching.
I mean,
it.
My wife hasn't made it that far.
Yeah, and I was like,
I'm not watching.
Yeah,
I'm reading about sports.
She was watching it. I was. Huh?
I'm reading about sports while she's watching.
Oh, spoiler
it.
Alert?
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Oh, my bad.
No, it's, I mean, come on.
Oh,
whatever.
Sorry.
It's a Netflix reality show about weirdos that got married before they met each other. We're good. Now, while my wife was watching that and I was not watching and reading about sports, some of what I was looking at were mock drafts. And I'll be honest with you, I was looking at mock drafts. There's a number of them that are out. I mean, I know that the combine starts this week. They've been measuring hand sizes and all that. So maybe let's start with some of the quarterbacks, because I know that's what you've been looking at. And then we'll get to what these mock drafts are saying that the Falcons are going to do. Who have you looked at? What have you liked?
I'm trying to look at, because you know, a while back I was saying that I like Justin Herbert's probably my favorite one.
You've said that a number of times.
He's 6'6", but he's such a nice, you know who he reminds me of? And I'm just talking about his body, the way he's built, and how he like plays. He plays like a better pocket presence of Josh Allen. You know what I mean? Josh Allen's a great athlete.
The Bills quarterback.
The Bills quarterback.
Yeah, he's a much more accurate passer than Josh Allen.
You know what
Allen.
I'm saying? But he can move. He can't run as fast as Josh, but he can move.
He's fast.
You know what I'm saying? He ain't as fast as Josh.
Justin Herbert's fast.
But Justin
though.
Can move. Yeah. I like this cat, man.
So I saw a mock draft, speaking of the quarterbacks at the top end. I don't remember which one it was. It might have been the Athletic that has, with this new revelation that the Lions are going to trade or are entertaining the possibility of trading the third pick, which means that they probably will. They had the Chargers trading up into that third spot to take Tua. So Tua goes to Los Angeles, and then that leaves Miami sitting there at number 5.
And they'll take Herbert.
And they would take Justin Herbert, which – it sounds to me like you would maybe be more comfortable with.
I would probably be more comfortable with that, but not Miami. Miami wants Tua.
Miami fans would be furious.
They want Tua, but at the same time, if you get Justin Herbert and he wins, you'd be all right. But no, they want Tua down there in Miami. So does Miami make that move? Because, I mean, to get Tua, you're going to have to get in front of Miami. I mean, that's just what it is. That is what it is.
Yeah,
you know, you're going to have to get in front of Miami to draft Tua. But, again, can we just go off of the speculation of what we think? Or does Miami really like a Justin Herbert right there at that spot? You know, and might want to trade up and get him.
Yeah, I don't know. He was a guy that came into the season before Burrow did what he did, and before Tua got
when
hurt.
Justin
Herbert. Justin Herbert would have been probably the number one pick
last year. Exactly.
Well, I know the Cardinals fell in love with Kyler Murray, so maybe Kyler would have gone anyway. But he was thought to be that top prospect, and then he came back. It didn't hugely damage his draft stock, but he's still going to be a top 10 pick at some point. But he was thought of as a possible number one overall pick in last year's draft. Then he goes back to Oregon for his senior year because he's from Eugene, Oregon.
He is.
Went to high school like across the street from the stadium, so he wanted to go back there and try to win a championship. And they came up short, thank goodness. And now he goes someplace else in the draft, maybe a little lower than he would have gone otherwise. He's still going to get paid really well. What about Tua? Have you come to a conclusion about where you feel and the comfortability that you feel about his health?
No. Okay. Because if you look at him as far as his talent, dude, it's off the charts. I mean, he doesn't have a big arm, but he has a good enough arm. He's a good enough NFL arm. He's accurate. He's real fast in the pocket. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm just talking about how he maneuvers in there.
Moving
he's
up and back,
moving up and
side
back,
to side.
And everything. So fast at that. Better athlete than you think he is, but he hasn't finished a season of college football
ever.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that's the biggest thing, because you got bigger dudes. Because he ain't the biggest dude, 6'2", 217. He ain't the biggest dude in the world.
His hands are 9 inches, 9 7/8 inches across.
That's nice.
Yeah. They measured that today. Jake Fromm's hands are 8 7/8 inches across.
Yes, it's a good leg of hand.
Is that girthy enough? Or
that's all right. He got some nice hands.
Yeah.
Nice
Fromm, Fromm not so much.
Now, Fromm, Jake is the measurables aren't, but kind of knew that.
Yeah.
A lot of people knew that Jake had smaller hands.
How tall did he measure out?
He was at 6. Let me find out.
6'1" or something like that?
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, the measurables aren't going to be there. There he is. He's 6'1" and 7'8".
That's not bad.
219.
I'd take that.
Yeah, 219. So, I mean, he's just at a point where he's got to throw the ball well. He's got to be able to spin the ball tomorrow because the measurables aren't there. Now, it's not as big as it used to be when we talk about the height of the quarterback because we've seen – the past few years,
right?
You know, the height of a quarterback has not been.
You can
a big
make up
deal.
For
you can
it
still
if,
make up
if
for
you're
it.
Athletic and yeah. arm strength but and all that.
That
stuff.
He's not either one of those.
Right? He doesn't have that other
yeah,
stuff.
He doesn't have the athleticism.
So he's not that tall, and he has
doesn't
small
have a
hands.
Big arm.
His arm's not that.
That's
great.
What I said. He's just seemed like he's just a winner. He's
not
a winner.
Super fast.
He's a. I just think Jake Fromm is going to be a 10 to 12 year backup in the NFL. That's what I think he is.
All right. We'll hear a lot about the quarterbacks as the weeks go on. What about as far as what? People, the experts are saying that the Falcons may do. It seems like a pretty general consensus right now as far as the position goes. I know you and I had some fun with that last week. Careful, mock drafters. The Falcons will throw you a curveball.
Oh, they will.
Don't be so sure that they're going to take an edge rusher.
But
all of the mock drafts have them taking an edge rusher, though, which makes sense.
When's the last time they picked a good one?
I don't know.
You know what
when
saying?
Is the last time they when picked
is
it, a good
when
one?
Did, I mean, when are you – I mean, I don't – this is
Pre-Dimitrov.
This is my whole thing. And I see we got Kalavion Chase, and he seems like he's the consensus guy.
That's the NFL.com
yeah.
pick. If he's there,
I don't want another small, undersized defensive end. Don't want it. All right, I'm sorry. I'm just not that. I mean, that's not what I'm looking for. I like AJ
Epineza.
You know, he's a guy who had back to back double digit sacks at 10.5 and then 11.5. I like him. He's a bigger dude that can do both. I mean, why would you want to get another Vic Beasley sized linebacker? I mean, outside because they're talking about. When they're talking about Chase, and they're talking about him doing outside linebacker drills. You don't need that in this scheme now. You got one small end. You just got rid of another one. Get you a big dude that can do both.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And the other thing about Epineza, as you start to read more about him and look at what he was doing when he was at Iowa, he led college football in sacks in November in the bowl season. So if you add the last couple months of the season together from last year, led college football in sacks. Was always double teamed pretty much. They didn't double team him in the bowl game for whatever reason.
He
got 2.5
and
sacks.
He was wrecking shots.
He was completely insane. In 2018, he had more sacks than Chase Young did in the Big Ten.
Right.
And then obviously Chase Young had a great year last year, but Epineza didn't have a bad year. He had 11.5 sacks. And the thing that people, when they talk about him, they talk about his strength.
He's strong.
So,
dude.
If you're going to get a guy, because he's still kind of this, I mean, he's tall. He's
six,
a big, he's a
six,
big
six,
edge rusher.
6'6", 280.
280.
Yes.
I like the idea of getting someone who's in a little bit of a different mold than what you had.
Yeah.
Especially like you just said, you kind of already have that, because Tack McKinley is going to be here.
Yeah.
Is it going to be healthy? I don't know. Is it going to be productive? I don't know. But why not have somebody on the other side who's at least a little bit different?
I mean, Mark Whitney said they need another... John Abraham, Abe was 265, but Abe was athletic. Abe was more 255-ish.
Great, perfect.
But I mean, Abe was just, you know what I'm saying, the big dude.
He was just amazing.
But he was like, Abe was about 255 when he played.
Right, but he was just really,
really
good.
You got to get somebody like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Abe wasn't playing no run. All right? Abe would play a run on the way to the quarterback, you know, but Abe wasn't playing no run.
That's okay with me. If you're getting to the quarterback 12 times a year, that's okay with me.
Man, I swear. Dude, I don't know where they're going. Hey, guys, stop by Twin Peaks in Kennesaw tomorrow from 2 to 7 as Dukes and Bells broadcast live. It's brought to you by Reformation Brewery. Grab a cold Golden Spike Lager from Reformation Brewery at Twin Peaks this Tuesday. So make sure y'all go out there and holler at the boys.
All right, Brian Gebhardt's going to step in with 3.5 questions and a theory. So don't go anywhere because I can't wait to find out what that is. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now you can listen to The Game anywhere in the world. Just go to radio.com and stream us anytime.
Using the internet.
Stay connected to Atlanta sports 24/7. Only at radio.com and the radio.com app. Streaming live now. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The midday show with Andy and Randy. 20 minutes away from what's trending to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. We'll get back into Saturday night a little bit at 1:20. The game, the load management, the Trey takeover.
The takeover.
Mark Cuban crying, all of that coming up at 1:20. We're an hour away from the AMA, and it's never too early to get your AMA questions in.
Always.
Solomon Brothers Diamond Text Line, 404-741-0929. We're on Twitter, at Windy Radio, or at TBM929. We will answer your questions coming up an hour from right now. But I want to get to this immediately, because I want to hear what this theory is.
What theory?
Time now for some damn good questions about stuff and things.
Brian's got
with
a theory.
Brian Gephardt.
He's got a theory, Randy.
It's like a theory slash solution kind of a thing.
Let me hear it, Bree. Let me hear it.
Well, what's the problem to begin with?
Well, the problem is what happened on Saturday night. Luka and Porzingis bowing out a little bit. And to protect the fans, do you guys, I mean, are there any real solutions besides make the guys play? I think
you've already told us this theory, but I want to hear it again.
All right. I don't know if we've done this one on the air.
It hasn't told me.
Okay.
Oh, you're not in the loop.
Yep.
Just like the red shirt.
Is this another inside joke you guys have? Me and Wendy are on the outside?
It's on the red shirt level.
Don't worry, me and Wendy have plenty of inside jokes.
All right.
Remember the glass noodles that you were talking about? Yep.
I do want to try those, though.
Glass noodles, you guys were there for that. Dang it.
Then I've had them.
Oh. Well, we're going to come up with another one.
What's that be?
All right, so what if they... Okay, it's annoying to charge fans anything extra, right? But say you run into a situation like Saturday night, and people are already spending a lot of money on tickets, maybe like $50 per or whatever it is. So what if people had the option of buying insurance on their ticket, whether that be a $5 fee, $10 fee, a percentage, or whatever that is, and then you have the right to get those tickets within a year of whatever other game that you might be able to do. And you'd have to code them to, like, green games, yellow games, red games. I mean, they'd have to be, like,
If you bought red game tickets and the player didn't play that you were expecting to see, it's a hard one, though, because, like, what then if you couldn't go and you made the excuse of, well, they sat out Jalen Brunson, so I need my insurance to kick in, so I'm going to use it for a different game. Would that be okay? Or is it only for stars? How do you define a star?
Yeah, that part would have to have a little bit more. I mean, Jalen Brunson isn't someone
you
could have.
I don't know why he's my go-to.
I mean, that's like your third time you said him today.
Yeah, because he dislocated his shoulder on Saturday, I think. I don't know why.
You really want to see Jalen Brunson play.
Apparently. I really liked Jalen Brunson coming out of Villanova. His name. I wanted the Hawks to draft him as a backup point guard.
I guess the thought would be maybe if it's a top five pick or a top 10 pick, or they've been an all-star before.
Okay,
I'd probably
sure.
say something along those lines because, around the stipulation. I mean,
people want to see certain people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how would you define that guy? Would you go all-star? Would you go – I mean, because Chris Middleton's an all-star, but ain't nobody going to see him. You know what I'm saying?
It would be exactly.
True.
Yeah, I mean, no offense to him. He's a damn good player. Sabonis was an all-star. Ain't nobody going to see Sabonis?
I might.
Crafty lefty.
Yeah.
Because of his dad?
His dad was good.
I loved his dad. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't like Sabonis. He went to Gonzaga. I wouldn't go see him play.
Okay.
I think that's a really good idea. The problem is, I think a big part of the issue that they have to solve is people spending money on tickets and being let down. That's a part of it. But then there's the 98% of other people that just wanted to watch the game on TV, and they still have to deal with that. And I know it's not a financial commitment, but it still just sucks. Like, it just is frustrating as a fan of a sport. We look forward to that damn game for a long time.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden on Saturday afternoon, Randy tells everybody at Topgolf.
So it's my fault now.
Yeah. Randy breaks the news to everybody at Topgolf that Luka's not playing.
Yes.
And then there we are.
It holding
sucked, the bag.
Man. Because, I mean, of course, I had a lot of fun Saturday. It was a lot of fun to sit there and meet the listeners. But yeah, that was a big thing we were selling when we were talking about the whole contest.
I know.
Was that, oh man, it's going to be a Saturday night. Luka's going to be in town. You can meet our old ladies and all that. And you did everything but see Luka.
Yeah. No offense to Ashley and Donna.
Oh, no, they were cool.
It's great to meet them.
It's always great to meet them.
People wanted to see Luka play.
I know that the NBA's tinkered with how they want to do their schedule moving forward, potentially less games or some midseason tournament or all that type of stuff. But the one thing that they have to do at this point, based on the load management, is get rid of back-to-backs.
They're going to have to.
They've got to find a way to do that. This is a players' league. Players have all the power. They're going to sit out. They're going to play 60 to 65 games.
But I think the only way to do that is to reduce the schedule. Because you can't have an 82-game season.
And no back-to-back.
In late October to April.
Or you change that calendar range.
You make it longer?
Yeah. They've talked about going later into the summer because
there's nothing there.
There's nothing going on in July and August, really, in the beginning part.
It would be smart to do that, actually. Start a little bit later and then go a couple months longer until the NFL starts and sort of fill that gap. I don't know. I hope that they come up with a solution, though. I really do.
Would you guys buy insurance if you had to buy tickets? I know, you know, sometimes we get tickets
to
work and all that type of thing. But if it's an extra
like $5, I'd do it.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, because this is going to happen more. Right? This ain't going nowhere anytime soon unless it's mandated. But then how do you mandate? How do you be like, you got to play every game? Because, I mean, they can finagle something with the injury report or something. Hey, man, go put a walker boot on your leg. I know ain't nothing wrong with you. Just put it on anyway. I mean, it is what it is, man. I just hate it when teams from the Eastern Conference go to the West and vice versa, and your good, great players, and we know who the great players are, decide they want to sit out. And it seems like it's always here in Atlanta, which stinks even more.
It does.
You guys want to hear from Cole Hamels talking about being a mentor?
I know you do.
Let's do it.
I've been very fortunate enough to be around some really good veterans when I was younger. So it just takes time. And in non-stressful situations, spring training is really, just a positive place to be around because, guys are really trying to get their work in.
I don't really have a question off of that. I just wanted to play Cole Hamels Cup for fun.
I was like, where'd you want us to go with that?
No, absolutely nowhere. I just wanted you guys to hear from Cole Hamels.
Oh, great.
Andy talked about his sound bites. I just figured we'd hear another one. We hadn't heard that one yet today.
He showed up this weekend. Hey, Cole Hamels did.
I mean, you think Alex, hey, listen here, Cole. We're going to need you to be in Florida tomorrow. I bet he didn't give him no notice. Tomorrow. Figuring something out. Because, I take that back because I did get it. When I broke my leg, I didn't have to go. I got to leave St. Louis and go live in Florida.
Which you were very happy about.
Which I was very happy to do.
Except you didn't want your leg to be broken.
Yeah, I don't want my leg to be broken, but I was like, I can't do that, coach. Can I go home? He was like, yeah, go ahead. Like, you'll need me.
Yes!
I was like, thank you. But, but still, I got hurt actually doing my job.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Well, he was getting ready for a job.
I don't know what he was doing.
He claims to have been working out
with a medicine ball.
What's my guy from the Mets, Cespedes?
Yeah.
He's finally back. He said he was getting chased by a wild boar, stepped in a hole. It could happen.
Yeah, come up with a better story, Cole.
Dude. Would you be less angry at Cole Hamels if he had come up with a better story? Or if he had been doing what Madison Bumgarner was doing, which is moonlighting as a rodeo cowboy, I guess, and gotten hurt doing that?
The respect level would be a lot higher, I think, for Cole if that was the situation.
But here's the thing. What percentage of Cole Hamels' duties this year with the Braves was mentorship and providing sliced oranges?
Dude, they gave him 18 milli.
75%?
Dude, they gave him 18 mil.
Yeah.
They expect him to...
So he has to pay for his own oranges. He can afford it.
Yeah.
But Max Fried is pitching today, right?
Yes.
And that's the guy. Everyone's like, Cole Hamels can... Show Max Fried how to be just like Cole Hamels.
What if
was.
Max Fried don't want to, sometimes you can look at, sometimes they might think they just as good. They're not better.
Anybody ever try to force a mentor on you?
Yeah.
And you didn't want the mentor?
No, especially, no.
Especially what?
Nah.
Dang it.
Nah. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with mentorship. Ain't nothing wrong, but don't force it.
It can be good.
You know what I'm saying? If you don't want it, then back, back.
Yeah.
Back, back.
Max Fried on the mound today. Braves get ready to go here in about 15 minutes, by the way. We'll let you know if Max does anything good. We'll let you know if Cole Hamels is visible in the dugout. Thank you, Brian. We didn't even ask a question.
No, I didn't. I asked sort of one, but anyways.
All right. Nice work. We'll come back and get to what's trending to kick off the 1 o'clock hour right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.